Hello, planet Earth, and welcome to the Redditor. This is Becca. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to my show. So today was the first day of my new term in school, and boy, was it a tiring day. So let's get started with some brain farts fresh from AskReddit. Well, not exactly fresh, since the thread was from 8 years ago, but still, let's get started. Okay, so the first one in our list is, my girlfriend's dad is an absent-minded academic who walks to work. He once made it all the way there, having chatted to people on the way, looked down at his briefcase, saw the filled black bag, and remembered he had actually stepped out of the house to put out the trash. So imagine you just show up in work, like a serious job, with a trash bag, and academic implies he's some sort of professor. So imagine him, professor of a school, he goes out of the school, and has a fucking trash bag on them. Now that's a professor I'd like to have. Amazing. Okay, so next is telling people I love you when you hang up. And it's not someone you say that to, like boss. Actually, this happens to me, but in a different way. Although I never really say I love you to people because I don't really have a wife or a husband or a partner. But for me, it's just I say have a nice day or something to like the delivery people. The people who facilitate your delivery. Not exactly the delivery person, but like, you know those people behind the phone when you're asking for a delivery? You know those. Basically, those people I say have a nice day, but I mean it's kind of intentional. But at some point it wasn't unintentional. But later on, I just okay, I'm a nice person, so I'm just gonna continue doing this because this is actually a nice thing to do. So yeah, it's really something I'm proud of, low-key, you know. So next is a reply to this thread about phone calls. I was having an in-depth conversation with a coworker at the YMCA about Harry Potter. In the middle of our discussion, the phone rang. And instead of saying, "Hello, YMCA," she answered it, "Hello, Harry Potter." When she realized what she said, she immediately hung up. Oh, man. Imagine. Okay, speaking of famous people names, I've actually done this before. Like, you know those annoying calls your ISP does using their phone on you? Basically, our home phone gets called by like our internet provider, who's also the telephone provider, and usually is trying to sell us an upgrade. And so I usually respond to those because those people usually look for my dad. That's in back in our like two cities away, in my home 2 cities away. So, you know, I pick up the phone and then I'll say, "Oh, hello, this is blah blah," like a local celebrity's name, usually a scary type of celebrity. I can't really name them because no one will get the reference, but you know, those type of celebrities that will be the equivalent of picking up and saying, "Hello, this is Melania Trump." Yep, that kind of celebrity. And usually the people on the other side will just panic and just close the phone. It's always funny. Like, I'm amused at it. Like, I know it's pretty bad because obviously you're making fun of someone, even if they're not nice people, but it's just hilarious. But, and of course, you know, you're playing with the actual, probably nice person in the other side of the line, but it's just annoying. Stop asking us for an upgrade. We're generally speaking content with our internet, so it's just hilarious when they pick up and they hear like, "Hello, this is scary celebrity name." It's funny, like, oh my god. And then my friend who actually calls me sometimes, she jokes that what if because of that your line is being taped now. So, and then sometimes we hear a clicking noise, and then she jokes like, "Oh, maybe that's a tape or something." It's actually pretty funny. Like, I mean, I hope they don't tape me because of that. Like, come on, guys, have a sense of humor. Anyways, let's go back to our topic or to our thread. Okay, so on to the next. I occasionally forget how to read. Example, W-O-R-K, work, you, rhyming it with fork. What the hell is this? Some Swedish chefism? See, I actually do that sometimes, and but mostly for me, it's forgetting how to spell and how to pronounce. Because you see, as a loner of sorts, I usually read more than I hear words, and so I have a tendency to mispronounce a lot of things, and I'm sure you guys know that. Also, spelling, sometimes when I'm typing on my phone, I spell all with an O. That's how intense my spelling errors can be. Brain farts? Yep. And then there's this reply. I was studying for a test and reading a chapter out of my biology book. They started the chapters with a very large capitalized letter, and then in small print they had the rest of the text. I sat for 5 minutes trying to figure out what the word ES was. Then I started trying to pronounce it out loud. ES, ice, basically. And my roommate heard me. She came over and read it and busted up laughing. I've never felt so dumb. It's so funny. Like, those things happen to be a lot, but usually with like spelling or something. But yeah, they do. Well, pronunciation errors are the funniest for me. Reminds me of the other day I was reading this one thread that was specifically about pronunciation errors, and then someone was pronouncing unled as unold. No, it was unfed, underfed, and then they pronounced it underfed. It was hilarious. It's like, what? What the heck is a derf? Okay. And then there was one that was missled, which was misled. What's a missile? The guy asks. And the person they were talking to was like, that is misled, not missled. God. And actually, the missled guy was an engineer, for reference. So, this next one. I usually keep my cell phone in my back pocket. But a few years ago, while leaving my friend's house, I just tossed it on the passenger seat of my car. 10 minutes into the drive, I felt my pocket and my phone wasn't in there. So I reached over, picked up my phone, and called him to see if I had left it at his house. This generally makes me laugh. Like, what? You use your phone to call. Their friend. Reminds me of people who use their phone flashlight to look for their phone. It's just like your brain just goes, turns off for that few seconds. And, like, that's my phone. To be fair, I mean, it kind of mixes people's phones up, like, especially because here some phones are really alike. Like, not just Apple's phones, their Android's phones here look alike, like Huawei's and stuff. So, it's pretty funny. When that happens, we're like, oops, that wasn't my phone. But I never really get far as to take it home or something. It's usually noticeable within a few seconds. Like, oh, this isn't mine. So this next one. Years ago, I got my buddy stoned before his first class. It was a big class, and they played the name game to help everyone get comfortable and learn names. My friend's turn arrived, and he went around the circle and got a remarkable amount of names correct. Then he got to the part where you say your own name, and he forgot. For a good minute, he couldn't remember his own name in a room full of his peers. Oh my goodness. That sometimes happens. It's like your brain goes blank. You're like, wait, I got so concentrated in remembering everyone's names to the point I forgot mine. That's really because my face blind ass is scared of misnaming people. And that's a thing I've done in a long time. Okay, so for the last one. My friend and I were driving when we saw this thick black smoke coming from a train yard. Me, look, there's a fire over there. Him, how do you know it's a fire? It could be an engine. Me, what kind of engine makes smoke like that? Him, confused look, choo-choo engine? Me, confused look and then busting up laughing. Did you forget the word for train? Him, okay face, yes. Give him hell to this day. Choo-choo engine. Very nice. Reminds me of when people call, like, socks foot gloves or something. And I kind of done that at some point. I just can't remember the specific instances, but I do know I have. Okay, so anyways, thank you all for listening in today. Hope you have a great day or night or whatever. So, see you all next time, and please rate me 5 stars on Podchaser as usual. Follow my Facebook, my Twitter, at the Redditor _TWT, and Facebook, the Redditor Podcast. I'll see you all in the next episode. Goodbye.